This week, Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs told lawmakers that it's time to get serious about water.
Barring a miracle from nature, it will likely get worse before it gets better.
The governor was referring to the crisis on the Colorado River, which gives life to 40 million people in 7 western states. The reservoirs are dangerously low, and now the unrelenting drought officially triggered a second round of cuts for Arizona.
On January 1st, the Colorado River Tier 2 mandatory water cuts went into effect, meaning Arizona will lose 21% of our water that comes from the most important river in the country.
People like Jace Miller knew the cuts were coming.
One thing I've lost a lot of the last couple years is sleep and peace of mind.
Miller is a young man with an enviable beard. His family has farmed a rural stretch of desert between Phoenix and Tucson for generations.
My great-great-grandfather homesteaded a little over 100 years ago. It took him 2 years to actually clear the desert, and he began officially farming in 1919. So we've been here in the state for a little over 100 years farming.
But the family business took a turn last January when Miller lost 60% of the river water needed to irrigate his hay crops. And then, on the first day of 2023, hundreds of farmers just like him in Pinal County lost every last drop. Who loses access to the river in times of severe drought is a matter of where you live and what you do with the water. So far, cities have been mostly spared, but the rules of the river require users with the lowest priority to take the first hit, which means farmers in central Arizona are the first to really feel this crisis.
That's a good vantage point.
To get a better view of the problem, we have to stand in the bed of Miller's muddy pickup truck. A cold breeze comes down off the mountain. The scenery is stunning.
Well, no, it is. I mean, it, you know,
saguaro cactus, like the mountains, the clouds.
It's picturesque. Yeah. It really is. Arizona is, it's mind-blowing. It's breathtaking.
The problem isn't the scenery. It's the canal in front of us. Locals call it the CAP, the Central Arizona Project, an engineering marvel that brings Colorado River water to cities and farms more than 300 miles from the source. For 3 decades, it's been diverted off this canal to nearby farms.
Unfortunately, this water is no longer going to make it to my farm ground for the foreseeable future.
The challenge is, though, that your farm is the low man on the totem pole, so to speak, right? You were the last to get this Colorado River water, essentially, and you're the first to lose it.
Yep. Well, and, you know, unfortunately right now, it is extremely biased to the American farmer and rancher in Arizona. We're taking the brunt of the cuts throughout the Colorado. I mean, there's a lot of other people that pull a substantially higher amount of water out of the Colorado that have received no cuts. And that's unfortunate because we feel like the Lone Ranger, the last man standing, you know. We could see a 5 to 10% cut across the entire upper and lower basin. That way we could all better prepare and be better stewards of it. But instead, 100% of the cuts are coming from us currently. And that's very unfortunate.
So what are you going to do? I mean, you don't get water from this canal anymore. It's a big deal. How do you grow your crops? What do you do?
So we're currently utilizing our aquifers, our groundwater. We're pulling water from 500 to 1,000 feet out of the ground and pumping it into a canal and sending it to our farms. A huge negative is we're cutting our farming acreage. So we're hoping it's only going to be about a 50% cut, but it might end up being more like 60 to 65% of our acres we're going to leave fallow and be unable to farm.
That's a lot. I mean, that's your livelihood.
Yes. No, it is. And we still have all of our infrastructure, our equipment, and our employees. Thankfully, by the grace of God, and I don't know what else, we've been able to retain all of our employees and our equipment. That's going to be kind of the last fail-safe for us, is to sell equipment and get rid of employees. So we do not want to downsize in that aspect. You know, hell, I'll take a pay cut before I start letting guys go.
I wonder what you think the future holds, because you have a short-term solution here. You're going to pump groundwater to grow your crops, right? But 30 years ago, about when the Colorado River CAP system came through this area for the first time, that was a huge issue. Farmers in this area were taking all the groundwater out, and you were running out of water. So now what? You know, if you're pumping more groundwater to supplement this river, it's a short-term Band-Aid, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And unfortunately, in today's society, we tend to look to short-term. You hit the nail on the head. We don't want to throw a Band-Aid on a bleeding wound. You know, we need to stop the flow of blood, and we need to suture it up, and we need to start healing.
What's the risk of pumping groundwater?
So the risk, we know the risk because we experienced it before. So without this river water, we're going to revert back to draining the aquifer, and one day we're going to see farmland drying up. It's about to become everybody's problem here shortly.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you. Do you think what's happening here in Pinal County, Arizona, is sort of a harbinger of what's to come? I mean, everybody making major sacrifices along the entire river.
No, it's the grand foreshadow in literature. I mean, it's coming for everybody.
They're in a run of tough years, and they're getting tougher at the moment.
Paul Brierley runs a Center for Desert Agriculture at the University of Arizona. He agrees the entire region needs to watch what's happening here. Losing this much water means 40% or more of Pinal County's cotton, barley, and alfalfa fields will go fallow. Brierley says that is a huge blow to any farm.
It may have been in the family for generations, and now if you've got all these expenses and no chance to grow crops, you don't stay in business very long doing that.
That's a reality that Jace Miller can't help but consider. Back inside the truck, he drives a few miles of rural highway to get back home. Along the way, a patchwork of farms and empty fields. Miller points out his window, one of his crops, a 30-acre carpet of green.
So the crop that's currently in front of us, this is kind of a winter pasture mix. It's a grain rotation crop.
Outside my window, another farmer's fallowed field. Dirt and dried up scrub that will soon break free from the soil and become tumbleweed. I get out to take a closer look at an empty irrigation ditch between the two fields. A couple days ago in 2022 in December, you might have had Colorado River water in here, and now?
Correct.
No, groundwater.
Yeah, you can see the watermark, the stain from previous years. It's pretty high up on the ditch. It's probably 3/4 of the ditch. So, you know, it was ran full and fully productive. That water line is going to be cut in half this year, and it's only going to be well water and no canal water, unfortunately.
But the groundwater he's getting this year won't be nearly enough, which is more than enough to cause all kinds of anxiety. Miller is just 31, but his back hurts so badly that he can hardly get out of the truck. He's got a baby at home, a family legacy on the line. It is a lot of stress.
It's work-related. I mean, I've seen it in a physical and a mental way. I mean, the last few years have been just, it's been pretty arduous for us, and
it's only getting worse.
It is. It is. We don't see any light at the end of the tunnel yet. It's only going to continue to decline. And we've already seen it over the last 2 years. We've seen probably 10 different farming families locally here that have retired and quit, sold out, primarily due to the fact that they don't believe that this is going to be a way of life that they're going to be able to continue in the future. And people go, oh, 10 people, 10 families, that's not much. Well, in this industry, it is. 10 families in a small county like this is a lot.
Well, is that what is keeping you up at night? Because you have a fear that you could be the 11th?
Yeah. No, that's probably one of my greatest fears. It's the chance of failure that over 100 years of my family's blood, sweat, and tears and hard work, my grandfathers and my grandmothers, my father, my mother, you know, my ancestors, that it could die on my watch. I live with that every day. And I don't want to let my ancestors, my family down. I want to be able to continue this legacy because it is a glorious, beautiful way of life.
But there's little doubt that way of life is at risk. The federal government has already told the 7 states along the river that even deeper cuts must come to keep the river flowing. And soon, more farmers like Jace Miller from Arizona and even California could see the crisis arrive at their own front door.